This is a movie review. I've never done a movie review, and it's not gonna be your typical movie review. Yes, I will give you my short thoughts on the movie Rogue One, but then I wanna go into a couple of things that stood out to me spiritually, things that I thought, wow, that really applies to the Catholic faith, and I wanna share some of those things with you today. First, what did I think of the movie in general? Warning, there's gonna be spoilers. What did I think of the movie? I thought the movie was okay. It could have been better, could have been worse. I thought the story was good, but everybody in the movie dies, and I really didn't care that much. I didn't feel like I lost anybody. I didn't feel like a real emotional connection to any one particular character. Actually, that's not true. I felt a real connection to one character. The blind guy was my favorite character in the movie. The part that bothers me is my favorite character in the entire movie, I don't even know his name. All I know is he was blind. Now, I did think that the movie ended perfectly. That, for me, the last 5 minutes of the movie were awesome. I loved the way it tied in to the next movie, A New Hope. Now, what are some of the spiritual things that I think we can learn from watching the movie Rogue One? First, obviously, the most obvious thing that anybody talking about spirituality in Star Wars is gonna mention is the Force. Of course, that's low-hanging fruit. But I don't want to get into the Force really. I will say this, out of all the Star Wars movies I've seen, this is the one Star Wars movie where the Force wasn't treated as something that can be manipulated. Normally, if you have a Jedi, the Jedi is learning to use the Force, to manipulate the Force, and then there's the dark side and the light side. I know, that's dualistic, that's Gnosticism. There's many videos that talk about that, I'm sure. But what I liked about this movie is that there was nobody who was trying to control the Force, but people were trying to be in tune with the Force, trying to figure out what was the will of the Force. In fact, there was one point in the movie where my favorite character, the blind man, said, "Everything that happens is the will of the Force." Wow, that was very profound. Everything that happens, God has allowed, God has permitted to occur. That's all I'll say about the Force, was that I was very impressed with it, this movie at least, is that I could find a lot of ties to traditional Christian spirituality. There was a lot of ties to divine providence. That was a strong theme that wasn't mentioned, but there was just this sense of things were going to come together at the right moment, things were going to come together. Now, the things that stood out to me in order. First, the very beginning of the movie, Jen Erso's mother, when she's just a child, gives her a necklace. And on that necklace was a kyber crystal, the crystals that are used to make lightsabers. And Jen's mom said, "Trust the Force." And she gave her the kyber crystal to wear around her neck. That reminded me of what? That reminded me of my miraculous medal. I wear this medal around my neck. People wear crucifixes around their necks. One, to remind them of what they place their trust in. And two, to inspire them to trust more. So the very first thing that stood out to me was that Jen Erso was wearing a sacramental, and she was using it for its proper purpose. So we can wear miraculous medals, we can wear a crucifix as a reminder of who we place our trust in, and also to inspire us when there's moments of doubt that we have to trust in the Lord, we have to trust in the Virgin Mary. The second thing that stood out to me in a profound way was that blind man. Throughout the entire movie, I kept saying, if I only had the faith of that blind man, I don't know his name, again, flaw of the movie, I should feel like I know who the characters are, besides the point. I really was inspired by his confidence. There was one point in the movie when they're in jail, and he starts to pray, and his friend, I don't remember his name, says, he's praying that the doors will open. And I thought, yes, excellent, exactly. This man is praying for divine providence, for the providence of God to make the circumstances that they would be allowed to get out. And of course, they got out, because if not, the movie would have ended there. But of course, divine providence worked. But he had such confidence towards the end of the movie. He's walking out. He can't see. He's blind. But he knows that the Force is calling him. It's the will of the Force that he walks out there, sacrifices himself, pulls the lever, and dies after that. That requires confidence and trust to be able to walk out blindly in faith to do something, even though it might result in pain and in death. I really did appreciate that aspect of the movie, that the Force was kind of like this divine providence. And of course, when you do the will of God, it's not always going to end well here and now. It might hurt, but suffering isn't the end. But that's what was happening. He was constantly trying to be in tune to grace, in tune to the little signs that God is giving. And that's what we do in the Christian walk of life. We should be discerning. We should be open to what is God's will, what does God want me to do, and have confidence. That's the key word that I really got out of this, confidence and trust that whatever happens is the will of God for me because I'm following my conscience. He had a very delicate conscience. He was very in tune to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, or in this case, we'll call it the Force. But what was the source of his confidence? Oh, and this is why I really made this video. This is what really stuck with me. What was it? Is that he was using what we call in the church an ejaculatory prayer. He would constantly repeat to himself, I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me. I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me. I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me. And he would say that over and over and over again. The ejaculatory prayer that he was praying wasn't asking, help me to be open to the Force. And that's important. When we're praying to God, we should say, Lord God, help me to do your will. That's important. We must do that. We must ask for the grace to accomplish things. But he was using it in a different way. He was using it as a reminder. He was stating a fact of doctrine. I am one with the Force based on his doctrine. And based on that doctrine, he was reassuring himself that the Force was with him. So how would this translate into the Catholic life, into the Catholic spirituality that you and I should have? Well, who are we one with? We are one with Jesus Christ. More so than that blind man was one with the Force, we are one with Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ became a man, died on the cross. He became one of us, and he gave us his sacraments. In baptism, we become a temple of the Holy Spirit. I really am one with the Holy Spirit. We become a member of the body of Christ. I really am one with Jesus Christ. So I'm stating that. I'm one with Jesus. Jesus is with me. 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 That doesn't mean we don't pray, but using this as an ejaculatory prayer, there's many other prayers. I'll talk about a couple in a moment. But this one in particular, I used. I went to the dentist yesterday. I was in the chair. They started doing things in my mouth. It was starting to hurt. It was uncomfortable. My mouth is open. In my mind, I was saying, I'm one with Jesus. Jesus is with me. I'm one with Jesus. Jesus is with me. I'm one with Jesus. Jesus is with me. Why? Because I was suffering. I was sacrificing. I was uniting myself, reminding myself, I'm one with Jesus. Jesus was with me. And it was very easy in my mind. I felt like I was on the cross. Of course, it wasn't hard, as difficult as the cross, but the little cross that I was experiencing, wow, I was uniting myself to Jesus. I really, really had never felt as like, we always say offer it up, and it's hard, but if you have this in your mind, I was like, I'm one with Jesus. Jesus was with me. I can imagine that that would be very helpful if I'm ever called to be martyred, or I'm tortured, or I'm in any physical pain. I'm experiencing my own agony. I might be on my deathbed. If I had this going on in my head, I'm one with Jesus. Jesus is with me. I'm one with Jesus. Jesus is with me. If somebody's persecuting me, if my boss is chewing me out, and I just have to be there humble, I would say, I'm one with Jesus. Jesus is with me. I'm being persecuted falsely. Okay, that's one way. Another way is from another way that I was personally using that kind of prayer, that kind of ejaculation, is I've given myself to the Virgin Mary. So I say, I belong to Mary. Mary's with me. I belong to Mary. Mary's with me. I belong to Mary. Mary is with me. Wow. So this reminds me that I am a tool of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And because I have given myself to her, she's accepted me and she is with me. She's taking care of me. Now, you might think, well, I've never heard of anything like this before. This is very popular in the Eastern Church. They have something called the Jesus Prayer. They say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And they will repeat this over and over and over and over again until it becomes second nature, so that when they're walking, it's just flowing through their minds, flowing on their lips, where they're not even thinking about it. You might think, but they're not even thinking about their prayer. Yeah, they're not thinking about it, and then when they need that prayer, it's on their lips. So their goal is to die with the words, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner, on their lips. That it's the last thing they think. It's the last thing they say. So they have the habit of doing that. They're in a car accident. They're not screaming out for help. Their mouth is already memorized. Their mind is already in this repetitious prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. So this is very good. Again, we still have to do all of our normal prayers. When we pray the Apostles' Creed, we pray that before every rosary, we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, etc., right? So that's not a prayer asking for anything. That's a declarative statement in what I believe in. So having a repetitious prayer, even of what I believe in, is very helpful because it reminds me of all the doctrines I have. But what is the most important doctrine that every Christian must remember? That they are one with Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is with them. God bless you all. God love you. Rogue One, should you go see it? You should go see it. It's not a bad movie. Could be better. God bless you all.